Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast with host Ralph Malbro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get his...
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by you, the fan. We're going to have another drunk history coming out this week. Our friend Scott from 1420 in Lafayette did the 2010 season. Yeah, it ended horribly, but the 2010 season was really fun. We're going to have that for you to get you fired up. We're giving you extra drunk history last month and this month to get you fired up for the season. Also, everybody that is super pumped about the Saints Happy Hour Fantasy Football, you've all auto-renewed. You just need to pay the entry fee to help us fund the podcast. So DM me on the Twitters or pay your entry fee of $32 by August 21st. All the info has been sent out to you. We're pumped about
that. I don't have to pay that fee, do I?
No, you don't have to pay that fee, Andrew. Yes. So everyone else, first place gets $175. Second place gets to do a minute rant on the podcast to keep you motivated all year long. That'll be fun. Everybody loved it. So everybody's in. Just pay your money. Do your thing. DM me on the Twitters. So we got actual football this week, gentlemen. Thank the Lord. I don't even know. We have – at first I thought this podcast, it was going to be like not too much to talk about. And then we did the pre-show and – Jesus, we have so many topics. I'm going to start with this. Me and Andrew were talking about this today, Dave, and it reminded me of something that I remembered in 2014 when everybody thought Brandon Cooks was midget Jerry Rice and the Saints receivers were just roasting the Saints secondary in training camp. It reminded me of a lesson to when a midget and a bunch of undrafted free agents are roasting your secondary in training camp, that means your secondary sucks. And it's happening again to the Saints this year. Brandon Coleman, Tommy Lee has great practices back-to-back. Like, the secondary blows because they're injured and they're not practicing and they're going to suck again. Am I wrong, Dave?
You're slightly right. I mean, if you remember last week, you know, we were talking about how things were looking good. We were optimistic, and I specifically said, you know, Marshawn Lattimore is going to probably have a sports hernia, and I was half right.
You were.
I was very close. Instead of having a sports hernia, he's got a sprained knee, which may or may not be worse.
Delvin Bro has a bone bruise, apparently.
Delvin Bro, courtesy of Nick
Underhill, broke that news today. Give him credit.
Delvin Bro, I don't know. It seems like he's heading in the direction of Keenan Lewis, where he's always injured. You know, good when he's healthy, but often injured. So, I mean, you know, things are progressing right as we expected them to. To be quite honest with you, I mean, we knew this was going to happen. And the other side of the coin is if you really do think that the cornerbacks aren't very good, and then maybe Brandon Coleman isn't.
Spoiler alert: they're not.
Yeah.
Listen, dude.
Maybe Brandon Coleman isn't as amazing as we thought he was.
Ken Crawley shut down Julio Jones. It's a proven fact. I saw it on an infographic on PFF. I made a joke about context and who gives a shit when you give up 45. And Saints Twitter attacked me like rabid dogs. So, Juge, just get it straight. Ken Crawley is the man, and he is awesome. So
here's the thing, Ralph. You asked me months ago.
I did.
Right after Lattimore was drafted, you're basically like, what needs to happen for cornerback to be okay? Because we were kind of worried about it. And I was like, well, you know, I'll feel pretty good if Lattimore is practicing. He's playing in the preseason games and he's not demoted. He's not Stanley Jean-Baptiste, where he's way down on the depth chart. If he's going up against the ones and he's practicing, And I basically told you that, you know, especially with PJ Williams and Lattimore, who are two of your top three corners, and Bro, Bro is obviously the other. I told you these guys have one NFL game between them. So they're not going to be fine if they're rolled out week one after missing most of camp and not playing in preseason games. They need reps.
Please, brr, and.
Yeah, they need to be practicing. They need to be playing, and they're all injured. Bro's out. Lattimore's out. PJ Williams is out. So I can't have like revisionist history here and tell you like, oh, it's fine. Exactly what I told
PJ
you.
PJ Williams
did not
practiced today, though. To be fair,
PJ Williams did practice today. Yes,
thank
he did
God.
Come back. But my point remains.
They need to practice.
These guys aren't going to be able to skate by missing most of training camp and then play week one. They'll be garbage. They have to practice.
Okay. How much practice?
And they're not practicing.
How much practice do they need? Do they need like a couple of weeks? 3 weeks? How much?
I mean, ideally, they're healthy for the entirety of camp. So, like, I already feel like Lattimore's development, at least in terms of his ability to contribute early in the season, is severely compromised.
I feel like he's not contributing till Halloween. Does that make me a bad person? Here's the thing with, and I'm guilty of this a lot too.
Fans live in this delusional world where they think that NFL players can just skate by on talent without practice reps and that they'll be fine.
Which some of them can, but it's rare. And not
guys. Julio Jones. Like Drew Brees can't do that. The whole reason Drew Brees is great is because of how much he analyzes tape and he takes all the reps and it's all that. There was an article just the other day about half the time he can't even see a player, but he has trust and knows where the guy is. And he just makes the throw in the vicinity of the player because he knows he's going to be there. Dude. And that's all repetitions.
Where was that? I want to read that.
Drew Brees, side note, Drew Brees is a fucking weirdo. He carved out practice time for ping pong so he could beat Streif. He's like, Streif had this serve that was weird, and I had to figure it out, and I practiced so I could beat him. And yeah, Streif's like, yeah, I haven't beat him in like months. So Brees, you know, took time out to like make sure he could kick Zach Streif's ass at ping pong. Like, think of that. That's how competitive and maniacal that dude is.
Well, I can tell you for a fact he was at the facility on Christmas morning last year after they lost on or after their game on Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
But hey, guys, don't worry about the injuries. The Saints are doing yoga now. It's cool, man.
Yoga.
It's totally cool.
It's cured. The Saints, I will say this. If you think it's bad for the Saints, it could be worse. They could be Baltimore. Like, Baltimore has lost, like, eight guys. They were losing guys, like, in minicamp. I think they've lost, like, four starters already.
Well, the Dolphins are stuck with Jay Cutler.
Well, my wife is not happy about the Jay Cutler experience, but I am pumped. I am pumped to be watching Jay Cutler all year. And she hates Tannehill anyway, so she's not that broken up about it.
Yeah, is Cutler really that much worse than Tannehill?
She's like, my wife is nodding no.
My wife.
I'm sure Tannehill gets rid of the ball a little bit quicker than Cutler does.
Cutler today, they asked him if he was in shape. He's like, no. And it's good things quarterbacks don't need to be in shape. I love Jay Cutler's awesome. So
how many? I mean, maybe the Saints will get their first pick of the year against Cutler in Week 4.
A two-pick game, it could happen.
Yeah.
I mean,
if Pierre Warren can pick him off, anybody can.
So the Saints, besides their cornerback injury, the main news was they decided to have sloppy makeup snaps with Justin Drescher and get back with the ex. Do you think like Sean Payton like texted him? It's like, man, I'm sorry. I know I got emotional after the Denver game. It's not your fault. Come over and watch some, you know, like did he like have to send him a gift? I mean, here's the thing, though.
Or a gif.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though, Dave. They said they wanted to get better at snapping. If they brought back Drescher, they're not any better than last year. So should we be worried?
Wait, what?
Should we be worried about long snappers since they got rid of Drescher, and now they brought him back. They're clearly not going to be any better than they were last year at snapping.
It's definitely starting to feel like the same situation we've been dealing with the place kickers. You know, where you cut a guy, you bring an old guy back, you bring in the veteran. You always got to have competition. I don't know. I mean, I guess it is something to be worried about. I mean, normally this isn't even something we should really be discussing. And we are discussing it, and it's being written about by the media, by the local media. And it's being addressed by Peyton himself and saying, you know, one more bad day and it's an epidemic. I mean, it's if Peyton's going to talk about it and give credence to it, then yeah, I would say it's a problem.
Well, Andrew, I feel like it's a problem. We'll get to the center snap in a second, but long snapper, last year you watch all the film and do all the grades. The snapping, it was more than just like the Denver game and the Giants game. Like there were times where like the snap, it wasn't a calamity, but I remember, am I wrong to recall in your grades, you'd be like, he had some snaps that were kind of not so great, and it didn't like cause a block or anything, but it was kind of not so great snaps. Like,
yeah, he missed a couple. I mean, he can't be perfect all season, so you know, I think by and large, his snapping was fine. I mean, there were a couple mistakes he made. Like there was a cadence issue on the block where like he just didn't time his get up properly. You know, because that was supposed to be on him, I think, to block the leaper. But he got pushed down. Maybe I can't remember the exact circumstances, but I know there were a couple times where I watched Justin Drescher and I was like, yeah, there was stuff outside of just the location of the snap that he messed up on. So, I mean, there were a couple mistakes here and there. I mean, he missed a couple snaps, but I don't know. He had a long career with the Saints, and by and large, like, he wasn't a disaster. I mean, he was kind of up and down, I'd say, throughout his career with the Saints, but I don't look at Drescher as like a poor long snapper during his time with the Saints. And you don't last that long unless you're pretty solid.
Yeah.
Honestly, like of all the issues the Saints have on this roster right now, I think I'm going to kind of ignore long snapper only because they have a new special teams coach and he was a long snapper in the league for like 12 years. So I'm reasonably confident if it becomes a problem, at least they have a coach who did it and will pay very close attention to it.
He could come out of retirement doing it himself.
I mean, yeah, no, but seriously, I mean, that makes a big difference from a guy like Greg McMahon, who's like all about, you know, kick coverage and kickoff blocking. And if his long snapper starts to have a mental breakdown, he has no idea what to tell him.
Yeah, but the other thing is the center snap. And I know people are like, well, Unger will be back for the regular season. It can be fine. But Drew Brees has got to play during these preseason games. And if the snap is a fuck up, that could lead to chaos, and chaos leads to a quarterback taking hits you don't want him to take.
Well, if I'm Sean Payton, I'm telling Drew Brees right now, look, if it goes over your head, run for the sideline. I mean, don't even bother going for the ball.
You run gas. If you go for that ball, you run gases till you vomit.
Yeah.
Dave.
Go full on Italian soccer player and just pretend there's a sniper at the top of the Superdome taking you out and just dive onto the floor. Dive on the turf.
Dave, you went to practice Sunday, correct? Dave, are you there?
Mute?
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Yeah.
yeah, I went to practice yesterday, Sunday, at Yeoman Stadium.
Before your kid
rode my bike there.
Oh, before your kid whined and made you go home.
Just to be clear, the whining was from the start, so there was not before he started whining. It started off with him whining before we left the house, even.
So, what did you get to see? What did you see that was good? Because we try to be positive. People say we're too negative. What did you see at practice that was good?
Yeah, no, we got there like a little bit after 6:30, 6:40. Players came out at 7.
How was the crowd? We,
good, good. I don't know how many people they had. Probably about 5,000-6,000, I'd say.
Wow.
I think I'm just guessing, but I mean, they filled up a good part of half of the stadium. So yeah, we stayed for about an hour. I would have liked to have stayed longer, but it was kind of right at my son's bedtime, and he was hot because he was wearing a black jersey and black pants that he wanted to wear, even though I told him that wouldn't be a good idea.
Bad parenting out of you.
No, I let them make their own decisions and make their own mistakes and learn from them. But anyway, we're getting off track. But practice was okay. I mean, you know, obviously the first part of it is just kind of individual stuff. And I was trying to look at it. I didn't really look at too much of the defense. I was more on the offensive side of the field. And so I didn't really see too much in the way of defense. Mike Thomas made a sweet one-hand catch just in warm-ups when they were doing running routes down the sideline. He was very nonchalant about just picking the ball out of the air with his giant man hands. Man hand, sorry, singular. It looked like they had Kamara run. They had Kamara running with the first team guys.
Kamara hype is out of control.
And going in there, yeah, going in there early with a lot of the first team guys. What else did I see? Yeah, not too much. We left right as they were doing 6-on-6.
Oh yeah.
On half the field. That's when I saw Kamara, and I didn't see much of Ingram. Sneed was on the sidelines. Yeah, that was it. It was fairly uneventful, I'd say.
So Andrew,
and I didn't get to see the better stuff, the team work.
Granted, I only know what I read and what I see on the Twitters, but I think defensive end might be okay, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be better than last year. Like, I feel like
it can't be any worse.
You know,
I mean, it can't be any worse than Paul Kruger and Kasim Edebali.
Well, at least
Okafor, that little tandem right there.
Well, I feel like Okafor, at least when he plays the Saints, Barnes and what's the tackle that's Paris. And yeah, they're terrible, but they're going to have a couple games this year where the Saints will play bad tackles. I guarantee it. They like Seattle last year, and who else did they play last year?
It's just hard to get too excited because Okafor gets a couple sacks last night, but he's playing Khalif Barnes, and is he going to play a tackle as bad as Khalif Barnes during the regular season? Probably not.
They'll play two bad tackles.
Khalif Barnes hasn't played in 3 years. He's old, and he had to lose 50 pounds to even get a sniff. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
The Rams went through five offensive tackles last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, two games, they'll play shit offensive. Like the Seattle game last year.
Like Andres Pete is going to play left tackle for the Saints before Khalif Barnes does this year.
Oh man!
You know that's true.
Well, what go through that scenario then? All right, we'll leave that.
I think if Ramchick doesn't work out a left tackle, the next guy up is going to be Pete. It's not going to be Khalif Barnes when it comes time to play real actual games.
It's Khalif Barnes. So Khalif Barnes kind of shaky to make the roster, you think?
Well, no, because they need an extra tackle. But I think he would be like a reserve guy. But I just think the Saints would rather play Kelemete on the offensive line than play Khalif Barnes.
So
my point here is, it's the old adage. It's like anytime someone does well at practice, when you're going against yourself, it's like, is it really our guy being awesome or is it someone else on the other side being god awful?
Right.
And if you look at the offense, the biggest struggles of so far in camp have been center, Max Unger's out. Left tackle, Armstead's out. You know where Kikaha and Okafor have taken turns roasting Khalif Barnes. So it's been center and left tackle. And then the other thing about offense that I'd say has been a problem is just like drop deep balls. Like Ginn's had a couple. I think Coleman had one. Clay Harbor had one. Or Cole Harbor, whatever. So they've had some drop balls. And so to me, that none of that adds up to like the defense really doing anything special. You know, that just adds up to a couple injuries on the offensive line causing some problems, and, you know, overthrown balls, drop passes. I mean, you're going to have that. So I don't really see the defense doing anything special. I mean, maybe Crawley had a couple picks, but that's my main worry, is I just don't think this defense is any better. It might be worse.
It might be worse. Jesus, dude. Negativity is my
Listen, I'm willing to go glass half full very often. You know I am, but like I'm worried right now. Like, Trey Hendrickson's been out for several practices now. Yep. Lattimore's out. Ramchek's out. I mean, these are their top rookies, and all three of them are out. I mean, besides Kamara and Marcus Williams, and I don't know how much Marcus Williams will play, but, you know, those three guys, I mean, they need those guys. They need them to be playing because, you know, I mean, corner is a problem. And left tackle, Armstead's out. So they can't afford to not have these guys playing.
Here's another concern, Dave, with the offensive line. Usually in the preseason, you'd be like, well, it's not that big a deal. This Cleveland has the double G, Greg Williams, as their defensive coordinator. And Greg Williams and Sean Payton hate each other. And Greg Williams is known to fucking wreck shit in the preseason. Just ask Alex Smith in 2011. How concerned should we be that Drew Brees is going to die on Thursday?
He did. Oh, he did. no, I mean, obviously there's something there going back to the LA Rams game last year and, you know, the Willie Snead touchdown pass that was just totally unnecessary. And then
totally necessary. That was awesome. What do you mean it was unnecessary?
And then the Lion King music, you know, so obviously
I totally forgot about the Lion King music.
So, you know, obviously there's something there between Williams and Peyton, but that would be, to me, if you're sending your guys after your starting quarterback in the first game of preseason, that's like lower than low. I mean,
he's
done it. He did it to Alex Smith, man, and Alex Smith didn't do him dirty.
Yeah. I mean, Sean Payton was strutting up and down the sideline, staring him down. I mean, listen, you know Greg Williams is in the defensive room right now doing bounties on Drew Brees, telling players they got a kamikaze-style body launch themselves at Drew Brees' helmet and affect his head. I mean, there is no way that Greg Williams doesn't want to go out there and injure Drew Brees. I seriously think Greg Williams is going to this game saying, if you don't injure Drew Brees, this is a failure to me. You've failed me.
No, how many series will Drew Brees play, you think? Two?
One.
I don't think Brees is going to play. He might go in for one series and hand off three times. I seriously don't. I think Sean Payton's like, I don't have Unger. I don't have Armstead. There's no way I'm letting that petty mofo have one shot at a lick on Drew Brees.
Well, remember the time?
He knows better, man. I'm telling you. Brees might throw a pass.
A screen?
Remember
no.
when the Saints played? Who did they play in the preseason? And the coach never called Peyton to discuss anything, so he like unleashed the fury on him. do you remember that?
I don't.
You don't remember that? They played somebody in the preseason.
It might have been San Francisco. That's why Greg Williams unleashed the fury on him, because Harbaugh didn't like return the call or something. Like, maybe that was it.
Yeah, and then really? Apparently it's
I think that might have been it.
It's like it's protocol that the coaches talk to each other before the game and just kind of, you know, discuss things since it's just preseason. So I'm assuming that Peyton is going to be on the phone with Hugh Jackson, and saying, I'm sure he's going to say something to Hugh Jackson and say, look, don't let Greg, don't let him go nuts here.
Well, I mean, that is true. Coaches will be like, look, one coach will be like, look, we got to work on A, B, and C, and the other coach would be like, cool. So that's a good point, Dave. I think that's why the Saints did unleash hell on Alex Smith, now that it wasn't no reason, Andrew. Like, it was like Jim Harbaugh, like, didn't return the call to Sean Payton to, like, you know, like, map out the preseason game. So the Saints were like, fuck it, and they tried to wreck Alex Smith. But so over under.
I'm telling you, Greg Williams, for every ACL torn by a Saints player in this game, Greg Williams will get that much more aroused.
They might, if Drew Brees got injured, they might carry Greg Williams off the field. And like, besides Drew Brees not wanting to die, Andrew. What are you?
He seriously might donate his salary to the players if they injure Drew Brees.
What are you looking for Thursday besides Drew Brees not being injured for the season?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't have to blog about this anymore. I used to do this before games. I would say like five things I'm looking for. So I guess I can just say it on the podcast now. The main thing for me in these preseason games, and the Saints are what on a, is it a 9-game losing streak or a 10-game losing streak? I think it's nine or 10.
Nine.
Okay. So the main thing I've noticed that's a recurring problem is, you know, of course the defense is so fucking bad. They get marched down on the field and it's, you know, it's 14-3, you know, after two drives. Maybe the Saints get a field goal. And the other team goes down and gets maybe 10 points, you know, maybe a touchdown and a field goal. But they're going up against Brock Osweiler and the Browns. And Brock Osweiler is terrible, terrible. And the Saints are going to be without Bro. They're going to be without Lattimore. I mean, they're 3 days out from the game now. Neither is practicing. So I'm assuming neither is playing. So they're already going to go with their garbage skeleton crew at corner. I'm a little concerned. And frankly, if Brock Osweiler goes down the field and puts up a couple scores on the Saints, To me, that's going to be a clear signal that, yep, we blow again.
Yeah, it's like the game in 2014 where Blaine Gabbert was like 11 of 13 in the preseason, and I was like, this is fucking bad. And people were like, it's for the preseason. We were the fourth best defense last year. I'm like, yeah, but it's Blaine fucking Gabbert lighting you up.
You know, I with the offense, I just don't want people to get hurt, especially on the offensive line. Like, I really could care less how the offense does. We just know, we trust that it's going to be fine. Breeze is going to find a way. So I honestly could care less about the offense. For me, it's all about the defense showing me something on the first two series. And you know, if we could get a special teams play, that'd be kind of nice. Decent return, a nice tackle, fumble recovery, anything. The defense and special teams were the sore spots on the team last year. So I'd just like to see that.
Dave, I know, and look, Andrew, you're completely right. Osweiler is trash. The Browns receivers are kind of garbage. But Dave, they spent a shit ton of money, Cleveland, in the offseason on their offensive line. So I feel like if the Saints defense cannot get shoved around by Cleveland, that would be kind of a good sign. Like if Cleveland goes out and is like running off tackle for like 5 yards a pop, then that's just a really bad sign that the Saints miss fairly a lot and they could get shoved around. So, I mean, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to see if the Saints defensive line cannot get their ass handed to them by Cleveland. What are you?
Yeah, that would be nice.
What are you looking for, Dave?
Well, I mean, I think I'm definitely right in line with you guys. You know, the offense, I don't really think we have to look at too much. They'll, you know, that's like your other kid that's just always just takes care of itself. And he's fine. He's going to be fine. It's this other kid that I have, my oldest or my youngest
it's
or whatever,
always
the middle
detention,
child.
Smoking cigarettes.
The middle child. Yeah. He's the real problem. You know, the only thing on offense, I guess I'd be looking at is maybe offensive line. You know, for the first team guys in the first couple of series, and making sure the snaps look good. For the most part, it's all about defense. I just don't want to see big plays. I don't want to see, you know, missed tackles and bad assignments.
Oh, you're going to see that.
I know. Oh, I know that. That is what I'm going to see. yeah. It is what we're going to see. But if we're talking about what we want to see and what's going to be a good indicator moving forward, you know, it's not giving up big plays. It's containing them. And, you know, they don't have to have a shutout or anything like that. But I just want to, you know, I don't want it to look like the bad news Bears out there like it always seems to do on preseason. And, I mean, like Andrew said, they're on a 9-game, 10-game, whatever, losing streak in the preseason. They always want to get off to a good start.
And they're sloppy.
In the regular season, I just want them to get a win so they can know what it feels like and to maybe get the ball rolling and lift everybody's spirits, you know?
And also, too, they've been sloppy as shit the last two preseasons with penalties and just they look sort of ragtag, which, you know, and Peyton was always like, we'll clean it up. And they kind of do for the season. The penalties subside. But how about starting and not being a shit show with penalties in the first preseason game? You know?
Yeah, I think it's tough because, you know, I really think it's one thing to do make some plays in camp. But I think more than ever, because they don't do two-a-days anymore and they're more limited than ever with the practices where they can wear pads, you know, they're either in shorts or in shells a lot. The games matter more than ever. I really think the games are just so much more important. They're spending less time on the practice field, which I think is why you see so many mental errors and penalties, because the guys just aren't getting enough time. So it's a watered down product. You got a lot of young players, undrafted rookies that have never played in the NFL before, and they're kind of lost out there, and they don't know the scheme very well. So I think that's what you get. But, you know, I think these guys also realize, like, they have to make a play. They have to stand out. They have to do something, or they're going to get cut. So I think guys take risks, and it leads to pretty awful football.
So let's start with this. Who is going to be – Dave, what after the preseason game on Thursday, what are fans going to be most panicked about?
I'm going to say offensive line.
That was last year, too. We were panicked about that.
I'm going to say, you know, given the injuries there and who's left to play, I definitely think that people are going to start freaking out. I think they're going to – they won't get to Drew. They'll get to Chase or Grayson or whatever a whole bunch of times, and it's going to freak everybody out.
Andrew, what are people going to be freaking out about?
I think it'll be the starting defense. I feel sorry for the Browns.
Can you narrow that down, or are you just going to go the whole
thing? I feel sorry for the Browns. I really do, because the Browns and their fans and the team – they're going to go up against this calamity of a defense.
And Brock Osweiler's not terrible.
Throw a couple
bad
touchdowns, and they're going to be like, all right, we got our starting quarterback. Finally, we've got our guy. And Osweiler's going to be different. And nope, it was just him going up against the Saints. That's all.
All right.
But he'll be back to terrible next week.
All right. On the flip side, Andrew, I'll start with you. Who is going to be just the player that Saints fans and media are just going to be gushing over?
I think it's going to be Alvin Kamara.
That's what I was going to say.
I think he's going to take a pitch or maybe take a screen 70 yards for a score. I'm looking for him to have a big play. I have a feeling he's going to play a good bit.
I want him on my team so bad in the auction league, but I know every Saints player that I touch in fantasy just shrivels up and dies. So I need to not go near him, and they should put out a fantasy restraining order on me to keep me away from him. So Dave, Andrew,
I think Chase Daniel will play a lot, and I bet he does pretty well.
Dave, who do you got?
I'm gonna take Tommy Lee Lewis.
Oh, that's a good choice.
That's a good pick. Good pick.
Yeah. Oh, he's your typical training camp superstar. He's like what's his face? Who is the guy that I can't remember
Arrington?
His name anymore. The
Arrington?
White guy who got like
Tanner.
Yeah, Andy Tanner. Yeah, the next Andy Tanner.
Yeah,
I don't think Andy Tanner actually ever played in a game though.
Yes,
Tommy,
he did.
Tommy Lee Lewis is going to have like 3 touchdowns in the preseason. And
yeah,
you know, fans are going to be like, you can't cut him. He's too good. And then he'll have like 8 catches during the regular season.
I am going to go with Ken Crawley as the guy. His hype is just going to
You're
going to
be taking that back after. How many plays is it going to be before he gets roasted when you're like, yeah, that was a terrible call?
No.
I'm going to say 3 plays.
Here's the thing. He's not going to be good during the year, but the Saints Twitter came at me hard today because I made fun of him because of the fact that he shut down Julio Jones in the Saint game. The Saints got destroyed. He's going to pick one off on Osweiler and take it back, and my timeline is not going to be nothing but gifts of people saying, I told you so. You don't know anything. It's just going to be – that's all it's going to be. It's going to be great.
Here's what's going to happen on defense. I think it's going to be the exact opposite. First of all, the excitement we've had about Okafor and Kikaha is going to change real fast when Joe Thomas swallows them both with one gulp. And then Brock Osweiler is going to build a little campfire. He's going to build a little shed back there. Waiting for Corey Coleman to come wide open down the seam.
Man cave.
With Crawley trying to pull his jersey to interfere with him so he can catch up to him. And it's not going to matter because Osweiler is going to throw a terrible pass that gets caught for a touchdown. And that's going to be the third play of the game.
You're terrible. You're terrible, man. My optimism last week was an 8.5. We'll get to the optimism scale.
I don't think it'll be a microcosm of the season. Like, I think if Unger comes back and the corners get healthy, like, things could be okay.
It's not gonna be okay.
I think Thursday is gonna be a wake up call for some of us. It's gonna be a scary moment.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, yeah, they need to be fucking practicing. They need to get these guys back, and they need to be. You know, it isn't gonna cut it to be like, oh yeah, they Lattimore practiced for the first time on Wednesday before the Minnesota game. Like, that's not gonna do it. But we have
what I could see is Damian Swan getting a pick in the fourth quarter, and all of us being like, he's back, baby.
He's back, and he's added 20 pounds of muscle.
And now he's got a concussion.
he'll concuss himself when he spikes the ball in the end zone off the pick six. This is from Alfredo. Andrew, if you knew Kumara would be this good, would you still have drafted Lattimore or taken Howard and gone, fuck it, we're going to go for 50 every game?
First of all, I don't know how good Kumara is going to be yet. I mean, I think he's going to be good, but assuming we're saying like he would be Sproles good, I would still take Lattimore because our defense is garbage. The offense is not the problem here.
You got it. They had to take Lattimore there. They had to. I mean, he was the top. I mean, that was, even if he doesn't work out, it was the right pick. This is from Preston Dave. How does new Thomas jersey voodoo work? Should I wear it at the start of the preseason or the regular season?
Mike Thomas? A new Mike Thomas? When should he bust it out? Regular season. Don't wear it during the preseason.
I asked people to tell me what they would give up to have 2 decent corners play 16 games. Boat Lawyer said he would give up 3 healthy Drew Brees games to get 16 healthy games from our starting corners. It's insane. We can't keep any of them on the field. He's not wrong. This is pretty depressing. This is from Fatty McChubb. Andrew, what will be the next inevitable devastating injury that kills the little optimism I have left for the season?
Wait, say this again?
What's going to be the next devastating injury that's going to kill poor Fatty McChubb's optimism for the season?
Fatty McChubb.
Who is Fatty McChubb's?
Ryan.
He's Bodie McBoatface's cousin.
It's going to be Lattimore needs a season-ending knee surgery.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
That would, I mean, that would just, I would say this, if Lattimore isn't practicing by Saturday, something's really wrong. That's just Dr. Ralph.
Week one?
No, if he's not practicing this Saturday.
Oh.
Because they play on Thursday, they'll be off Friday, they'll start practicing again Saturday. If he's not practicing this Saturday, I think something's really wrong. That's Dr. Ralph telling, just on my experience of what Sean Payton is, something's wrong, and they're hiding it. I put on my tinfoil hat, and that's conspiracy. But that's my opinion. Let's see if we have any more questions. Dale said, for two healthy corners, I would buy an Adrian Peterson jersey and send it to Sean Orleans. That's pretty good, Dale.
That's good. That is good.
Should make sure he opens it right before a match to get him really angry for his opponent.
So that just about wraps it up for today of the crew.
Did you guys see that Breeze got hit in the arm by Vaccaro?
Yeah.
And he got furious at him?
Yeah, he's like,
they kind of barked at each other.
There's a reason I wear the red jersey, buddy. Kenny Vaccaro had like injured Drew Brees' hand.
Run out of town.
I'd be like, forget extension, just cut him. Just cut him right now. Trade him. I don't want to see him. I can't even look at you. I mean, so here's a fun thing. What do you think the Saints, what would have to happen for the Saints to make a panic move? That'll be my final question to both of you. What would have to happen in the game Thursday for the Saints to make like a panic trade or a panic signing? And Dave, not injury related, just play.
Oh, right? I was going to say, I mean, obviously they get some huge injury.
No.
I do feel like Peyton feels, I think Peyton feels the heat and feels like this is a make or break season. So, I mean, if he loses somebody big, he's going to have to replace him. That would make a panic trade. I guess like bad snaps, I guess
they're counting on Unger coming back though.
Yeah.
But are you talking about long snapper?
I guess you really trade for that. No, you'd just make a signing.
Malcolm Butler, baby. First round pick.
2018.
Hashtag system corner.
Back Andrew. In play, baby. Andrew. If the corners look bad enough, they might just do it.
How bad would they have to look Thursday night for them to trade for Malcolm Butler the next day? Like let's just play it out, Andrew. How bad would they have to look? Like Osweiler, he'd have to be like what? Like
I 10? Think if they give up touchdowns on their first five drives, like if it's like watching Saints Falcons last year.
No, I think if
Osweiler, then it's in play.
I think if Osweiler would go like 11 of 12 for like $170 and two touchdowns, I think it would be in play. Like I think they'd call up Belichick and be like, look, can we do like a third in 20? We can do a three in 2018 and a three in 2019. And Belichick will be like, I want your first in 2018. And Mickey Loomis will be like, done.
I mean, this is the same situation that you just said with Unger. I mean, they would only do that if they felt like Lattimore and Bro weren't coming back. I mean, if they felt like Lattimore and Bro were going to be coming back relatively soon, then they wouldn't make a panic trade. So, I mean, the answer to this question is always going to revolve around injury, I feel like.
I feel like there's a non-zero chance that Bro won't be on the 53-man roster. I'm not saying it's high. I'm just saying there's a non-zero chance. Because that dude's been injured since he's been 17 years old. Except for like one random year in Canada, and he's fun, and I root for him because it's a great story. But I mean, You know,
if you, good point. At what point does he get just cut straight up for not playing?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta, you know, it's a so. That's my sneaky prediction. So anyway,
he gave us my all time favorite football gif ever.
Oh, poor guy.
With the one where he lost the pass in the lights or whatever, and he's just
I know which one you're talking about. Trust me.
Oh, poor Delvin Brooks. Get healthy,
it
my friend.
It still makes me laugh to this day.
It does. Get healthy, goddammit. Because if they cut him, then we're back to like.
That's the guy we really need to get healthy and come back to save our defense. Is the guy who couldn't even find the ball.
2017 Saints fever. Catch it. So for Dave,
this was kind of a dark podcast.
It was. It's dark. You think it's dark now? Wait till next Monday after they get hammered by the Browns.
I remember last week Ralph was like, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, and I was like, oh, I'm like a 7, and Ralph was like, really? That's really optimistic. And I'm like, yeah, talk to me next week. And sure enough, I'm probably at a 3 now.
I was an 8, and the thing that my exact words were,
I'm like a 2 right now.
I said I'm an 8 because all the corners are practicing. That's all I want. And a week later, None of them are fucking practicing.
I told you, Marshawn Lattimore would definitely.
Didn't Arthur Mallett? Not that I was counting on him for anything, but I feel like every Saints fan was ready to put him as the starting nickel guy. But didn't he leave practice today with an injury?
Yeah, it's not officially a Saints practice until a corner limps off. You know, we're going on year four of trying to find one fucking decent corner, and they have yet to do it.
All right, so how many corners get carted off against the Browns?
1.5. I would say is that guy with the weird name that sounds like a Dynasty character, is he a corner? Like the hyphenated name guy?
No, that's a receiver. You're talking about Lampert Williams?
Yeah.
Jordan Williams Lampert.
Yeah, trust fund baby guy.
In 902, I know character.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say
teen star.
I'm gonna say at least one corner is gonna get. It'll look really bad, but it'll end up not being so bad. But it'll scare the shit out of us. So that's my opinion. So that about does it. Thanks everybody for the questions. Remember to sign up for. Contact me to make sure you get in the fantasy leagues. So Andrew doesn't write anymore, but you can find him on Twitter arguing with Saints fans along with me. Dave, he's on Twitter. Do you get on the CSC account anymore, Dave, or any of that? No.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm usually on my work one though, at Tulane Shop.
I thought you were
at Campus Connections or something.
That's one too, but I don't really use that one. That's for the Greek side of my business.
The Greeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're at Tulane Shop?
Yeah.
I'm gonna add you right now, and I don't think I'm following that.
I'm not. So for Dave, for Andrew, for
I
Kevin.
I follow you guys. Jeez, thanks a lot.
It is Campus Connection.
Well, but it's at Tulane Shop. But Campus Connection is just the write-in name that I have. Yeah.
I got you. So all right, I just followed you.
So we're done for today. Kevin, come back. We miss you.
Come on, Kevin.
The bar is closed.
#SystemCorner